It is almost time for baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland. What's going on, everybody? My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, the voice of the Ironbirds, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium as we get set to play Game 4 of a six-game series between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Winston-Salem Dash. Well, it took us a little longer than we expected to get to this point. Game was supposed to start at 7:05 Eastern, but instead we're looking at about an 8:30 first pitch because of some rain in the Aberdeen area over the last hour and a half or so. The tarp went on the mound and home plate. Didn't need a tarp for the whole field because it's a turf field, but the tarps went on the mound and the plate about an hour and a half ago, maybe an hour and 45 minutes ago, as the rain came a little bit before the teams were slated to start really warming up on the field. So, it was nice throughout the day here in Aberdeen. Sunshine, it was warm, dry. But then the rain came, and that is what has caused us not starting until about now. Well, Ironbirds manager Roberto Mercado and Winston-Salem manager Guillermo Quiroz are exchanging lineup cards at home plate with the umpiring crew. It's military appreciation night here in Aberdeen, and we're about set for some pregame festivities as the giant American flag is being pulled out across the infield here in the Dean. So we'll have that, then the national anthem, and then we'll be set for baseball here in the Dean. I'll get you some numbers on both of these teams as we get set to play here in Aberdeen. Well, the Ironbirds are going for their fifth straight win. A W tonight would tie their season-long win streak of five games. Birds won the finale in Wilmington over the weekend, and they've taken the first three here in Aberdeen against the Dash. Well, the Birds enter tonight's game 37-33 overall, 5-1 in the second half of play. They are in first place in the South Atlantic League North Division here in the second half with a +19 second half run differential over the last six games. On the flip side, Winston-Salem 36-33 overall with a 2-4 second half record. They have a -16 run differential in half number two. So these teams trending in different directions. Everything could change in just a couple days. We know how that works in baseball, but the Birds are looking to stay hot here in the second half and move to 6-1 in half number two. Starting pitching matchup in tonight's game, right-hander Ryan Long gets the ball for the Birds. He's making his 14th appearance of the season, fifth start. He has been great, whether it's in a starting role or as a tandem reliever going bulk innings out of the bullpen. He's been excellent. He's arguably been the Birds' best pitcher this season, at least most consistent. He has been really good from the jump. On the flip side, right-hander Connor McCullough will get the ball for Winston-Salem. He is making his 13th start of the season overall, combined between low-A Kannapolis and high-A Winston-Salem. This will be his sixth appearance for the Dash since the call-up from Kannapolis at the end of May. So a pair of right-handers going tonight. And with that, let's get the starting lineup for the Ironbirds. Actually, we're going to wait till after the national anthem for the starting lineups because the Birds are ready to take the field, getting ready to take flight here on Military Appreciation Night in Aberdeen. Big American flag spread out across the infield, so those watching on the MILB TV stream and the Bally live stream can see that. If you're listening on radio, you can't see it, so I'll describe it. Big American flag out beyond the pitcher's mound on the infield, and both teams are out of their respective dugouts, and we are set for the national anthem here in Aberdeen. Birds and Dash going at it in game four of a six-game set. Birds have taken the first three of this series, looking to earn a series win with a W tonight and tie their season-long win streak of five games. So before we get to the starting lineups and the final details for tonight's matchup, let's go to the national anthem as it is going to be sung down on the field in just a moment. So keep it locked right here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's glare's gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
So just a couple minutes away from baseball here in Aberdeen as we get set for the fourth game of this six-game set. Well, the Birds and Dash have played each other 9 times so far this season. The Birds have taken 8 of those games, 8 in a row, actually. So it's been a really impressive run for this Birds club. So the national anthem is over with here at the ballpark, and with that, let's get you the starting lineups for tonight's game. So first for the Iron Birds, leading off in center field, Dylan Beavers, batting second, the shortstop, Jackson Holliday. Creed Willems is the catcher, he bats third. Ryan Higgins in left field, he bats fourth. Frederick Ben Cosmes over at second base, batting fifth. Jacob Teeter is the first baseman, he bats sixth. Silas Ardouin is the designated hitter in the 7-hole. Isaac De Leon is the third baseman, batting 8th. And rounding out the lineup, batting 9th, it's the right fielder Isaac Baloney behind right-hander Ryan Long. On the flip side for Winston-Salem, leading off in center field, Jacob Burke batting 2nd, the left fielder DJ Gladney. Wilfred Varis is the right fielder, he bats 3rd. Tim Elko at first base, batting 4th. Michael Turner batting 5th as the designated hitter. Ivan Gonzalez is the catcher, he bats 6th. Lloyd L. Schiappelli over at second base in the 7-hole. Andy Atwood batting 8th at third base. And in the 9-hole, it's the shortstop Taishi Nakawaki behind right-hander Connor McCullough for Winston-Salem. So those are the starting lineups for the squads tonight as the Birds look to put a 5th straight in the win column. The Birds' season-high winning streak is 5 games. The last time they had a streak of 5 wins in a row, it was from April 19th through April 25th, so it's been a while. Actually, May 17th through May 21st, I was looking at the wrong thing in my game notes. So May 17th into May 21st was the last time that the Birds had a 5-game winning streak, looking to add another one this season and then go beyond that. Well, Ryan Long is throwing his warm-up tosses as we get set for baseball here in the Dean. The Birds are rocking the jerseys that they wear every Sunday home game for Military Appreciation Sundays. So they are rocking the USA jerseys. So it's white tops and bottoms with light blue pinstripes with USA written across the chest with the American flag, stars and stripes outlined in the USA writing. The cartoon Ironbird plane emoji flying through the A on the jersey. Birds rocking red caps today with a cursive lowercase a with the plane flying through that. Red, white, and blue stars and stripes on the logo of the hat. And on the flip side for Winston-Salem, they're sticking with their road gray tops and bottoms. The jerseys have purple sleeves and purple numbers and lettering on the back and front, respectively. Black hats for the Dash with WS written in white on the brim or on the front of the cap. And we're ready for baseball. Ryan Long's done his warm-up tosses. He gets Jacob Burke, DJ Gladney, and Wilfred Varis, the top three in the Winston-Salem order. An 8:35 first pitch, an hour and a half after we expected to start this thing, but we are underway nonetheless. So Burke, who's playing in his 4th game as a member of the Dash, is ready to lead off. He takes a pitch low and away. Burke's been really good in the leadoff spot so far this series. Had a single and a walk in game 1, 2 singles and a hit by pitch in game 2, and then added a single last night. So 4 hits and he's reached base safely six times in his first three games at High A. Another pitch outside from Long, and the count is 2-0. No score, top of the first inning, just underway in Aberdeen. Birds and Dash going at it for the fourth time this week. Long readies his 2-0. Here it is, hard hit grounder to short. Holiday comes up on it, has it over to first. And a 6-3 putout starts the night for Long and the Birds. So one up, one down. Let's set the defense for Aberdeen. Creed Willems is behind the plate. Isaac DeLeon at third base. Jackson Holiday is the shortstop. Frederick Ben Cosme is at second base. Jacob Teeter at first. In the outfield, it's Ryan Higgins in left, Dylan Beavers in center, and Isaac Bologna in right. So the right-handed hitting DJ Gladney steps in. Gladney in left field tonight. First pitch from Long over for a strike. It's 0-1. Long, 6 feet 6 inches tall. He's 23 years old in his third professional season. 2.31 ERA with 63 strikeouts and just 14 walks in 13 games, 4 starts so far this year. Long ready. 0-1 fouled back. It's 0-2. So just 13 earned runs in 50 and two-thirds innings of work for Long. Had an excellent 2022 with the Delmarva Shorebirds. And he looks even better in 2023 with the Ironbirds. Here's his 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him upstairs. 94 on the gun from Long. He ramped up the fastball, and he has 2 up, 2 down here in the top of the first. That brings up Wilfred Varis, the right fielder. Varis will look to keep things going for the Dash. Long looking for a 1-2-3 first. Third baseman DeLeon hugging that line. He's back at his position. Big hole on the right side if Varis can shoot one that way. Count missed out, or ball missed outside, 1-0. Varis has had a tough series, just one hit in three games so far. And he struck out a lot. 1-0, swing and a miss. There is some swing and miss in his game. He's fanned 7 times so far this series in 3 starts. Holds the hands high, 1-1 from Long. That misses high. So it's 2-1. 2 gone and no one on. Top of the first inning, no score in Aberdeen. Long on the bump for the 14th time this season, 5th in a starting role. 2-1, fly ball deep down the right field line, hooking towards the corner. Bologna gives chase, but that one sails foul. It had home run distance, but got out of play. So Long can take a breather there. Opponents hitting just 194 against Long entering tonight's game with a 509 OPS. So Long has done a great job limiting damage against him all season long. Really tough to hit this guy. Holds the leg a little longer, 2-2, breaking ball fouled back. And that's something that Long does occasionally, and I've seen it a lot with two strikes, is he will let that front leg hang just a little bit longer, try to mess with the timing of the hitter before he heads on that downward plane towards home plate. See what he does here. Runs the pitch clock down. 2-2, fastball up top, got him again. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ryan Long in a 1-2-3 top of the first, and he looks really good. Velo is high, the breaking stuff looks good, and he is through a scoreless top half of inning number one. So we'll go to the bottom of the first and see if the Birds can jump on the board. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want, or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas.
Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
Bottom of the first inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. No score after the top of the first. Dylan Beavers leads off the home half, and he takes a fastball outside for a ball. Count is 1-0. Beavers, then Jackson Holliday and Creed Willems, the first three to greet right-hander Connor McCullough for the dash. McCullough readies his 1-0. Beavers flicks one over towards first on a couple hops. Tim Elko, the first baseman, picks it up and steps on the bag himself. So a three unassisted putout for out number one in the first. Ryan Long worked a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. Got a ground out and then two strikeouts. Fastball was topping at 94 in the first. So he's off to a good start tonight. And here's Jackson Holliday with the bases empty and one gone. Holliday's been so good all season long. First pitch to Jackson, low and away for a ball. Enters tonight's game with a 301 average, five homers, and 32 driven in. OPS at 927 as an Ironbird. Ahead in the count again. Here's the 1-0 from McCullough. Outside, 2-0. McCullough, a 6-1 right-hander in his second professional season, 23 years old. This is his sixth appearance at high A after a promotion from low A. 2-0, Holliday chased a changeup low and away. Count goes to 2-1. McCullough was the Carolina League Pitcher of the Month for May and then quickly earned a promotion up to Winston-Salem after his breakout month with the Cannonballers. 2-1, Holliday takes off the plate. It's 3-1. McCullough threw the fourth no-hitter in Kannapolis Cannonballers history on May 18th, a seven-inning no-hitter. He readies the 3-1 to Holliday. Inside, ball four, and Holliday walks on five pitches. McCullough was a two-time Carolina League Pitcher of the Week this season, and then, of course, like I mentioned, the Carolina League Pitcher of the Month for May. A well-earned promotion up to the dash. He actually made his dash debut on the final day of May on the 31st. Here's Creed Willems, swings at the first pitch, it's 0-1. So he was that good in May down in the Carolina League that he didn't even have to make his final appearance in the month and he still won Pitcher of the Month. Hasn't fared as well up in high A though. Man at first with one out, Willems swings and fouls one back to the netting behind home plate. Count is 0-2. No score, bottom one, as the Birds look to get on the dash first for the fourth straight night. McCullough throws four pitches, a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a change. Move over to first. Holliday with a dive back into the bag. He's safe. Overall this season, numbers combined between low A and high A. A 3.58 ERA, 24 earned runs, and 60 and a third innings of work for McCullough. 67 strikeouts, 12 walks. Now 13 with Holliday at first. Peeks over his shoulder. 0-2 to Willems, breaking ball low and away. Count 1-2. With the dash this season, 15 earned runs in 23 innings. That's a 5.87 ERA for McCullough. 1-2. Willems gets on top of one, sends one to deep right, but that is caught by Varus at the track. Holliday slides back into first. Well, Creed got one up in the zone, was able to drive it, hit it hard, but Varus was positioned well. Two gone here in the first. So in five starts with the dash, 23 strikeouts, only five walks for McCullough, but what has really hurt him is the fact that he's given up eight home runs in those five starts. He's given up three home runs each in two of his last three outings. Holiday takes off for second. Called strike. Throw down is in time. And Holiday is caught stealing to end the first. Not a 1-2-3 inning, but the Dash faced the minimum three in the bottom of the first. So we've seen just six batters through an inning of play here in Aberdeen. No score. We'll head to the top of the second after these quick messages on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event.
Ryan Long back to work. Top of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Mark Cantonini with you on the call. Tim Elko, Michael Turner, and Ivan Gonzalez, the 4-6 hitters for the Dash. Long went 1-2-3 in the top of the first, a ground out and two strikeouts. He looks really good early. The velocity's up 94 on the fastball a couple times in the first, and he is living up in the zone. First pitch to Elko, breaking ball off the plate, and the count is 1-0. No score after an inning of play. Jackson Holiday walked with one out in the bottom of the first, but he was caught stealing to end the inning. Long looking to throw up another zero. Right-hander set. Taking his time. Here's the 1-0. That's outside. It's 2-0. Long throws a fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a change, so plenty to work with in his repertoire. A little bit of a shift on for Elko, the right-handed batter. 2-0 is over for a strike, 2-1. De Leon's hugging the line at third. Holiday is deep at his position out at shortstop, shading a little bit towards third. Ben Cosme playing up the middle at second and Teeter off the line at first. 2-1, fastball just missed. Looked pretty good, but no call from home plate umpire Jacob McConnell. Sam Carey has the bases tonight. That's the two-man umpiring crew. Long readies the 3-1. That's a little bit low, ball four. That's a rare walk from Ryan Long. That is just his 15th walk of the season in now 51 and two-thirds innings of work. That brings up the designated hitter, Michael Turner. Turner, the regular catcher for Winston-Salem. He's getting a chance to stay in the lineup but get a night off his feet. Give the legs some rest, keep the bat in there. De Leon, the third baseman, creeping in. First pitch high and away, 1-0. Elko at first after the leadoff walk. Still no score in this one, top two. Neither team with a hit. Birds looking to roll one up the middle. Now De Leon, the third baseman, is way off the line. He's almost playing shortstop. 1-0, high and in. So Long is going to ask for a new baseball. Well, we had some weather issues earlier in the night, a rain delay that caused the start time to be pushed back an hour and a half. Supposed to start at 7:05. First pitch was at 8:35. But we're good now. Everything's dry, and it always helps to have turf here in Aberdeen. 2-0, a little bit high. It's 3-0. Well, Long just does not walk a lot of batters. In fact, this season, he's walked no one or just one batter in 9 of his 13 outings. So one walk or less in 9 of 13 trips to the mound this year. 3-0 outside. Oh, it's called a strike. So he avoids back-to-back walks there. Long also does a great job keeping runs off the board. We'll get those numbers in just a second. Ready's the 3-1. Here it is. Catches the top of the strike zone, and the count runs full. So Long, I mentioned a 2.31 ERA entering tonight's game. Impressive any way you look at it. He's allowed one earned run or zero earned runs in 10 of his 13 outings this year. So you can pretty much pencil him in for a gem out on the mound. He's been able to go deep into games as well. He's gone a season-high 5 innings twice. Right-hander set, looking to come all the way back from 3-0. Here's the payoff pitch, swing and a miss. He got him. 3 strikeouts for Ryan Long. Really trusting the fastball and cutter so far tonight. And Turner is going on strikes. Well, Turner did not like the calls for strike 1 or 2. And then he had to offer with 2 strikes on him and came up empty. Big strikeout there to avoid back-to-back walks. Here's Ivan Gonzalez, the catcher. First pitch, it gets away from Willem, scoots over towards the on-deck circle of the Birds down the first base side, and it allows the runner at first, Elko, to get to second. So a wild pitch for Long. Long last pitched on Saturday, June 24th, in Game 1 of a doubleheader at Wilmington. Went 4 innings, gave up just 1 earned run on 3 hits with 6 strikeouts and 1 walk. Got the start that day. Look out at second. Elko a modest lead, 1-0 pitch. Fastball catches the top of the zone, it's 1-1. Long pitched really well and helped the Birds get the dub in Game 1 of that doubleheader with Wilmington. That was the start of half number 2 in the South Atlantic League season. Couple looks out at Elko at second, 1-1, over for a strike. Long's loving that high fastball cutter combo up in the zone. He's consistently gone to it, especially against right-handed batters. And with 2 strikes, we'll see if he goes there again. 2 strikeouts up in the zone in the first inning. He went outside on the left-handed hitter Turner for out number 1 this inning. Man at second with 1 down. 1-2 breaking ball off the plate. Slider from Long. And it's 2-2. Second time that Long is facing the dash this year. Did not allow a run in 5 innings of work with 5 strikeouts and 1 walk in relief against Winston-Salem on May 17th. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball popped up on the infield. Teeters under it. And he makes the grab on the low pop-up for out number 2. Nice job by Long to induce some weak contact there. 2 gone. In that game in which Long went 5 shutout innings against Winston-Salem on May 17th, he entered the game in the 5th inning and then finished it. He was that good that night that he was able to go the final 5 in relief. And to this point in the season, that is tied for the longest relief outing this season by an Ironbird. So Long is set on the mound waiting to deliver the first pitch to the left-handed hitter, Lloyd L. Schiappelli. Elko remains at second with 2 down in a scoreless game, top 2. Next pitch from Long. Looked like it was tipped into the glove of Willems. And it's 0-1. Over his last 8 outings, that's since May 11th, Long has a sub-3 ERA with 40 strikeouts and just 8 walks in that span. 0-1 pitch, foul to the netting behind home plate. And if you count the 3 strikeouts tonight and, of course, the 1 walk as well, that's 43 punch-outs and only 9 walks in his last 9 outings. I mean, one of the biggest things that scouts, coaches, talent evaluators look at in pro baseball, or really any level, is strikeout-to-walk ratio. They want to see high strikeout totals, low walk totals, and Long checks both boxes there. Ryan looks out at second. Counts 0-2 with 2 down. Pitch to Schiappelli, got him. Another heater up in the zone, and Long picks up his fourth strikeout in two innings. So two scoreless frames for Long, and the Birds will head back into the dugout, looking to jump on the board first. No score after an inning of half. An inning and a half. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now. Save over 25%. And use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Let's get Higgy with it. Ryan Higgins leads off the bottom of the second for the Birds. It's Higgins, Frederick Benkosme, and Jacob Teeter, 4, 5, and 6 for the Birds. Higgins swung at the first pitch of the inning and came up empty. Count is 0-1. Right-hander Connor McCullough back out there after a scoreless first. Next pitch to Higgins. Misses inside. Counts 1-1. McCullough faced the minimum 3 in the first. Got a ground out, a fly out. He walked Holiday with one out in the inning, but Holiday was caught stealing to end the inning. 1-1, Higgins swings over that one, and the count's 1-2. Higgins had a lengthy IL stint, went on the shelf at the end of April, and came back to rejoin the Birds in late June. But in 14 games with the Ironbirds this season, he's posted a 955 OPS. Right on right, McCullough delivers the 1-2, check swing, no swing. Ball down and in, and it's 2-2 on Higgins. So in limited action with the Birds, when he's been healthy this year, 6 extra base hits and 11 runs driven in as a Bird this year. Spent some time with Aberdeen last year. He's back this year, 2-2, chops it foul down the third baseline. I mean, he's a really exciting player. I think he's a guy that is going to surprise people as he moves up throughout this system. People forget he's only 23 years old. He was a ninth-round pick in 2021 out of Fresno State. I mean, he's got a chance to turn some heads in this organization with the pop that he has in that bat, his speed as well. 2-2, another check swing, appeal to first, no swing. And the count runs full. So anytime you've got a guy who can play above-average defense like Higgins does, play all over the outfield, a little infield too, but then the power and speed combo, that plays at any level. 3-2, tap foul. Higgins struggled with injuries last season as well, played in just 70 games between Low A Delmarva and High A Aberdeen. But now that he's healthy, he's making things happen. 3-2. Oh, called strike 3 on the outer half. Nasty breaking ball. That was the slider from McCullough. He got Higgins looking. Higgins did a good job there to see a lot of pitches, foul a couple off. And that brings up Frederick Benkosme. Benkosme swinging the bat really well in June. Once the calendar flipped to June, he really turned it on. First pitch to him, swings over a changeup. It's 0-1. No score, bottom of the second, with one out and no one on. Ben Cosme hitting .329 with a .402 on base percentage over his last 20. He's driven in 11 in that span. He's also walked 9 times in addition to hitting over .300. 0-1 outside. Freddie back at second tonight for the Birds. That's where he usually is. He'll play short when Jackson Holliday gets a rest. That's what happened last night. Ben Cosme taps a bunt foul third baseline. He bunted it right in front of the plate, and then it took a really high hop, but it stayed in foul territory the entire way. Ball and two strikes. So Freddie had a chance to play short last night with Holliday getting the night off. But when Holliday's in the lineup, Freddie's over at second. And he's done a great job transitioning from one middle infield spot to the other. You know, he's a guy who has gotten to high A as a shortstop, but with Jackson Holliday, once he joined the Birds, I mean, that was a clear move for Ben Cosme over to second. He's been great there. 1-2, low and away. Birds are getting a lot of production from the entire lineup over the last few games. Off to a 5-1 start in the second half. First place in the North Division. Freddie ready to go. 2-2 skipped in the dirt. Count runs full. So back-to-back full counts from Connor McCullough. McCullough last pitched on June 23rd at Greensboro. Gave up 5 earned runs on 8 hits, including 3 home runs and 5 innings of work. 3-2, Ben Cosme flicks one foul down the third baseline, out of play. He didn't walk any in that outing, but was hit hard. And that's the thing with McCullough. I mean, you look at the numbers, and they jump out right away. Low walk totals. Doesn't strike a ton of guys out, averaging 1 strikeout per inning, at high A at least. But only 5 walks entering tonight, now 6. But gets hit around a little bit. He picks up another strikeout there as Ben Cosme takes a fastball in the inner half. And that's 2 strikeouts here and 2 up, 2 down in the second for McCullough. So here's Jacob Teeter, who I did a player spotlight on the air show earlier tonight. Teeter's riding a 5-game hitting streak. He's also driven in at least 1 run in all 5 of those games. Takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Teeter's 8-for-16 with 7 RBIs on his current 5-game hitting streak. Hands held back, awaiting the 0-1. Takes that one inside, and it's 1-1. No score, bottom 2. Birds looking to start up a rally, 2 outs and no one on. Teeter a double, an RBI, 2 walks, and a run scored last night to help the cause in the 6-2 win. Swings 1-1 there over a changeup. It's 1-2. Well, tonight is Military Appreciation Night presented by Leidos. Great crowd on hand tonight. A lot of military personnel in attendance. Next pitch outside, 2-2. A lot of military vehicles parked outside Leidos Field today. On my walk into the ballpark, I'm seeing them all. I'm like, this is a little intimidating out here, seeing, stuff like that. 2-2 outside, count runs full. But really a great turnout for this one tonight, and it's even better to see that so many people waited out the hour-and-a-half rain delay. 3-2, two-out pitch coming to Teeter. Here it is. Fly ball deep right field. This one's got a shot to go. That ball ain't coming back. Fire me up, Jacob Teeter. A two-out solo shot here in the second, and the Birds get on the board first for the 4th straight night. Jacob Teeter extends his hit and RBI streak to 6 games. He's now 9-for-17 with 8 ribbies on the streak. And the Birds lead it 1-0 here in the home second. Well, off the bat, you knew it had a chance. Just the sound of it, the trajectory of it. That's a deep part of the park in right center. Here's Silas Ardouin takes a strike. So 1-0 Birds over the dash as Ardouin looks to keep it going. For Teeter, that's his 3rd homer of the season. Give him 20 RBIs. Ardouin fouls one down the left field line. Counts 0-2. Birds are on a roll right now. Can't slow them down. And Teeter comes up with yet another extra base hit. Ardouin waiting the 0-2, fouls it back. Count stays where it is. So Teeter now has 8 extra base hits and 14 RBIs in the month of June alone. There's a reason why he's moved up to the middle of the lineup. 0-2 again to Silas in the dirt. And Teeter's really swung the bat well against this Winston-Salem team. He has the Birds up 1-0. Ardouin shoots one through the hole between first and second into right. Kicks up a little water on the turf as it finds its way into Wilfred Varese's glove. So Ardouin has now hit safely in 3 of the 4 games this series. Brought home a run with an RBI single last night and now extends the bottom of the second here with a 2-out knock. That is his 4th time reaching base safely in 4 games this week. But now an early visit to the mound for Winston-Salem pitching coach John Eli. So it's Aberdeen 1, Winston-Salem nothing, thanks to the solo home run from Jacob Teeter. Well, Ryan Higgins came to the plate with 2 outs and no one on in the bottom of the first last night, hit a solo homer. Jacob Teeter following suit in the bottom of the second tonight. So here's Isaac DeLeon, the 5th man to bat in the inning. Good secondary lead from Silas, pitches high to Isaac, and the count's 1-0. DeLeon, while he's not swinging a great bat lately, he's walked 3 times in his last 4, so finding ways to get on, making things happen. Working deep counts, 1-0, outside 2-0. And DeLeon's a really patient hitter. I mean, that's one thing to take away from, you know, watching this guy play, is that he's going to work a count, he's going to give a pitcher a really hard time getting him out. You know, it's not one of those where he's going to go up there and just aimlessly swing at pitches out of the zone or chase up in the zone, things like that. He'll work a count. Tough out, 2-0, grounded foul down the third baseline. It's 2-1. Higgins and Ben Cosme both struck out looking. Teeter blasted a homer to right center. Then the Ardouin single to right. Now the 2-1 pitch coming from McCullough to DeLeon. Isaac fouls one back, 2-2. I mentioned that McCullough had allowed 8 home runs this season in 5 starts for Winston-Salem, now 9 in 6 starts. He has 2 games as a member of the Dash in which he's allowed 3 home runs each. 2-2, DeLeon flicks one foul down the right field line, out of play. He allowed just 2 home runs in 7 appearances down in the Carolina League with Low A Kannapolis. But now 9 long balls in 6 trips to the mound in High A. 2-2 pitch coming up. Here it is. DeLeon gets one up in the air right field, but straight away for Varese. He makes the grab, and that does it for the home second. Birds get on the board. A 2-out solo homer from Jacob Teeter. A run on 2 hits, no errors. 1 man left on in the second. We'll head to the top of the third. It's the Birds 1 and the Dash nothing. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Well, the vibes are high here in Aberdeen. 1-0 Birds after two full. Jacob Teeter, a two-out solo homer to right center to get the Birds on the board for the fourth straight night. Birds just have Winston-Salem's number this season, looking to make it 9 straight wins against the Dash. And they're off to a good start. Ryan Long back to work. He's got 4 strikeouts and 2 scoreless so far. And he's got the right-handed hitting infielder Andy Atwood at the dish. Atwood playing third base tonight. Was at short last night and second base the night before. It's Atwood, Nakawaki, and Burke, 8-9-1. This one's driven to deep left center. Beaver's going after it, loses his hat. He can't get there. It one hops the base of the wall. It's picked up by the left fielder Higgins. Atwood pulling into third, and he is in with a leadoff triple. That ball was smoked. That's Triple's alley out there in left center. Beavers and Higgins did everything they could to get to it. But Atwood just crushed that one to the gap, and now the tying run is 90 feet away with no outs in the third. First hit that Long's allowed. That's just the 7th extra base hit that Ryan has allowed this season. Entering tonight's game, 6 extra base hits allowed and only 2 homers in 50 and two-thirds innings. I mean, that's just really hard to do. I mean, even if you make good pitches, guys are going to find ways to hit the ball to the gap or out of the ballpark, down the line. But the fact that he has only given up 7 extra base hits now into the second half of the season, can't ask for anything more than that. 1-0, deep fly ball to left. Higgins goes back on it, makes the grab. Tagging and scoring from third is Atwood, and it's a 1-1 game. But the Birds will take that. It took an out to bring that run home, and now the bases are clear with one down. Now, when the opposition, you know, gets a big hit to start an inning, you know, lead off double, lead off triple, You want to see your pitcher come back and bounce back and get an out. Doesn't matter if that run comes in to score. If they can get an out while doing so, that's what you want. Rip to left. That's down in front of Long for Ryan, in front of Higgins, I should say, for a base hit. So 3 hard hit balls against Long this inning, and Burke is aboard with another base hit. So he's hit safely in all 4 games this week. That brings up DJ Gladney. So we're tied at 1, top of the third. Birds did not get the shutdown inning they were looking for. But Long hoping to keep the game tied. Man on first with 1 out for Gladney, who struck out swinging in the first. The first of 4 strikeout victims for Long. Ryan set. First pitch high and in. Ryan has quietly had one of the best seasons of any Orioles minor league pitcher this year. Get you some numbers on that after this next pitch. Gladney awaiting the 1-0. Big hole on the right side with the righty shift on for him. Pitch from Long. Chopper to third. De Leon comes in. Looks at second but has to go to first and throws wide. It goes up the line. It ricochets into shallow right. Here comes the runner all the way around from first in to score. And the batter Gladney into third on the throwing error from De Leon. Well, that is not what the Birds wanted to happen there. A slow chopper to the third baseman, De Leon. Thought about going to second, realized he had no play. And then threw way wide to first. Had plenty of time, but threw it wide of Teeter. And then the ball ricocheted off that padded wall and allowed Gladney to pick up two extra bases and allowed Burke to score. So 2-1 Winston-Salem. And another run is 90 feet away with only one out. So an E5 on De Leon. Infield in for Varus. First pitch, fly ball down the right field line. Well, entering tonight's game, among Orioles minor league pitchers with at least 50 innings of work this year, Long entered third in ERA at 231. First in fielding independent pitching at 269. And first in a handful of big percentage categories. 0-1 inside. Entering tonight's game, leading Orioles minor league pitchers with 4.5 strikeouts per every walk. Fewest walks per nine with just 2.49. And best walk percentage among minor leaguers at 7.2%. This one skied into deep right center. Baloney's back on it. He makes the grab. Here comes the runner from third, and it's another sack fly for the dash. So Gladney in to score, and Varus picks up an RBI. So 3-1 Winston-Salem all of a sudden. And that error from De Leon definitely hurts. That brings up Tim Elko. Elko walked his first time up, got the second on a wild pitch, but was stranded there. Long looking for the inning ender. First pitch swinging, comes up empty. It's 0-1. Well, that first run is earned. The second and third both should be unearned, I believe. At least the third will be. 0-1 off the plate. It's 1-1. Long's been hit hard in the inning. Three really hard hit balls. The triple, the sack fly to left, and then the single. 1-1 over for a strike, 1-2. Chance to get out of it here. Base is empty with two gone. Winston-Salem leads it 3-1, 1-2 pitch outside. Long's pitch count up to 45. He's really had to work hard here in the third frame of the night. Next one tipped in and out of the glove of Willems. Looked like it got a piece of his left leg. And the home plate umpire, Jacob McConnell, will walk a new baseball out to Long and give Creed a little extra time to shake that one off. Hour and a half rain delay, which pushed tonight's start time back to 8:35. It's dry now. Well, dry enough to play. There's still a little bit of water deep in that turf, and it's a really humid night here at the ballpark. 2-2, high and away, counts full. It's one of those nights where the windows fog up because of how muggy it is. That's the situation I've got going on in my broadcast booth. 3-2, two out pitch. Fly ball deep right field. This one's got some carry on it. Beavers going back on it. And that one bangs low off the wall. Beavers can't find it. Now he picks it up. Runners headed for third. And Guillermo Quiroz throws up the stop sign. It's a two-out triple for Tim Elko. Beavers went into that right center field wall pretty hard and then went down, but was able to get to that baseball quickly. Right now, no damage on that triple because nobody was on base, and now Creed Willems out to chat with Ryan Long. So the battery mates will talk things over as the Birds look to get the final out of this top of the third inning. Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585, or head over to www.tcaproperty.com. Well, Ryan Long after the mound meeting with Creed Willems, looking to get the final out of this third. It's 3-1 Winston-Salem. They've done it on three hits and take advantage of an error in the inning. Here's the left-handed swinging Michael Turner. First pitch to Turner is over for a strike, 0-1. Elko with a healthy lead at third because the third baseman, De Leon, is way off that line and back. Holiday shading up the middle, trying to take away that hit up the middle. Then Cosme and Teeter shading towards first on the right side. 0-1 outside. You got Bologna, the right fielder, is pretty far in. Beavers deep in center. Same with Higgins in left. Long set. About to throw his 51st pitch of the night. 1-1 inside corner. It's 1-2. Turner's not thrilled with the strike zone tonight. He went down on strikes his last time. He was ahead in the count 3-0, took strike 1 and 2, didn't like either call. Then went down swinging. And now the count's 1-2. Elko's shortened up his lead at third. Now inches a little further. Bird's looking to get out of it. 1-2 from long, chop foul down the first baseline. And we'll do it again. Long entered tonight's game with a 2.40 ERA in June, 4 earned runs in 15 innings, with 22 strikeouts and 4 walks this calendar month. Has added 4 more strikeouts tonight with just 1 walk. But he's given up 3 hits, 2 for extra bases. 1-2 inside. Willems did a good job to grab that one. Counts 2-2. Birds riding a 4-game winning streak, but they trail early in this one tonight. 2-2 pitch coming up. Here it is. Fly ball left field. Higgins goes back on it towards the track, makes the grab shy of the wall, and the inning is over. Nice running grab by Ryan Higgins to take a potential extra base hit away from Michael Turner. So the inning comes to an end. The Winston-Salem dash grab, 3 runs on 3 hits. There was 1 error in the inning and 1 man left on third. We'll head to the bottom of the third. Birds trail 3-1. Keep it locked right here on the Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of the third inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Military Appreciation Night tonight at the ballpark presented by Leidos. Birds looking to get those runs back. 3 runs for Winston-Salem in the top of the third. And now Isaac Bologna swings over a fastball to start the home half. It's 0-1. Bologna then back to the top for Beavers and Holiday. Isaac racked up 1 hit last night. He doubled late in the game. Slow grounder up the first base line. And that is a foul ball, just barely foul. Tim Elko, the first baseman, thought it was a fair ball. It kind of looked like it hopped over the bag, which would have made it a fair ball, but the last minute, I guess it rolled foul. Bologna 3-for-11 with a pair of doubles and two ribbies in his last three games. Takes outside 1-2. Just back in the fold here in Aberdeen recently. He's bounced all around the farm system this season. He awaits the 1-2. Here it is, breaking ball. Got him on the outside corner. That's the third strikeout for Connor McCullough. So McCullough, other than allowing the solo homer to Teeter in the second, has been really good. And one time through the lineup, he's allowed just two hits and a walk. Back to the top for Beavers, who saw just two pitches in the bottom of the first, grounded to first. First pitch to Dylan misses low. Three runs on three hits and an error in the top of the third for the dash. Birds looking to get it back. 1-0 outside, 2-0. Beavers has eight hits in his last 24 at-bats, spanning his last six games. Three of those eight hits are doubles. Swings and sends one to left, but it hangs up long enough for Gladney to make the grab. So two gone here in the third. And another chance for Jackson Holliday. Holliday, MLB Pipeline's new number one overall prospect. MLB Pipeline issued new rankings before the start of the week. So Jackson went from number three to number one on the list. First pitch to him outside. He entered the season as MLB Pipeline's number 10 overall prospect, then was bumped to number three in the first re-ranking, and now up to number one. 1-0, swinging a foul tip into the glove of Gonzalez. It's 1-1. Holliday's also headed to the MLB Futures game in Seattle, which will take place on July 8th at T-Mobile Park. 1-1, Jackson rips it foul behind home plate, ricochets off the suite level. It's 1-2. Jackson, one of six MLB Pipeline top 10 prospects, headed to the Futures game. Handful of guys that have played in this league this year. 1-2 low and in. Holliday will play for the American League squad in the Futures game, along with Orioles farmhand Heston Kerstad, who was also selected. 2-2, Holliday flicks one out to short on one hop. Nakawaki has it over to first. And it's in time to get Jackson. So 6-3 on the put out. And it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the third for the Birds. It's Winston-Salem 3, Aberdeen 1 after 3. We'll head to the top of the fourth after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the fourth inning in Aberdeen, Ryan Long back out for another inning of work. He allowed three runs on three hits and an error in the top of the third, and the Dash have their first lead of the series. The Birds really took control of this series from the get-go. They've won each of the first three games this week, and they've won 8 games in a row against the Dash overall. So long gets Ivan Gonzalez, Loydell Chappelli, and Andy Atwood, 5, 6, 7, 8. First pitch of the inning sent over. Ben Cosme's head into right center. Beavers over to cut it off. And Gonzalez has a base hit on the first pitch he sees. So long getting hit around a little bit tonight. Something that we have not seen happen to him much lately. So a man on first with no outs for Loydell Chappelli. Second straight game that Chappelli started at second base. First pitch, swing and a miss, tipped in and out of the glove of Willems. And the count is 0-1. 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors for Winston-Salem. 1 run on 2 hits and 1 error for Aberdeen. Check swing and an appeal, and he went around. So the base umpire, Sam Carey, says that Chappelli offered at that pitch. It's 0-2. Well, the Dash grabbed 3 runs on 2 sack flies and a throwing error in the third. Long did a good job given the circumstances to limit the damage. 0-2, swing and a miss. Well, the fastball-cutter combo looks great tonight for Long. He's up to 5 strikeouts. And Chappelli is down on strikes for the second time in 2 trips. So with 1 gone and 1 on, that brings up Andy Atwood, who tripled the left center in the third. He led off the inning with that triple, and that set the tone for the Dash in the inning. Atwood's got the batting average up to .355 this season. With a .930 OPS, fouls one back. It's 0-1. So Long still doing a good job getting ahead of these Dash hitters. Next pitch. That one's over for a strike. Catches the bottom of the zone. So Atwood taps the plate a couple times. Gets back in the box awaiting the 0-2 pitch from Long. Long comes set with a man on first and one down. Here's his 0-2. Breaking ball spoiled, foul behind home plate. Count goes or stays at 0-2. Well, tough go of it so far for Long and the Birds tonight as they're trailing for the first time this series. But overall, the Ironbirds pitching staff has been really, really good over the last couple days of this series and really the entire month of June. Pitch misses up and into Atwood, counts 2-2. So in the month of June, the Ironbirds pitching staff entering tonight, combining for a 3.09 ERA, third best mark in the Sally League, with 271 strikeouts, second most in the league, and the second most strikeouts per nine at 11.33. 1-2, ripped foul right side. And the count, once again, stays at 1-2. 3-1 Winston-Salem, top 4, with 1 out and a man on first. Birds pitchers have also combined to hold opponents to a .202 batting average again, second best in the Sally League this month. Next pitch, sent in the air, deep right center. Well, shallow right center, read that one wrong. And it's Beavers who runs in front of Baloney to make the grab. Probably some miscommunication out there, but Atwood flies out for out number 2, and it's Beavers who took charge. Well, I don't know what it is, but helmets, hats, none of them stay on anybody's heads here in Aberdeen. I think they got to do like a team-wide refitting for helmets and hats because Beavers has lost his hat twice tonight. Every time Jackson Holiday runs out of the box. He's got to touch his helmet to keep it on. I don't know what's going on. So two gone and a man on first. Long looking to get through the fourth. Pitch misses high and away to Taishi Nakawaki, the shortstop. One of the better names in this league for sure. Just a fun one to say. Nakawaki with a slightly open stance. Has a little hitch in his setup in that righty batter's box. Pitch missed out, 2-0. Long worked a quick first and second inning, but has slowed the pace down since. 2-0, popped up right side out of play. And the count's now 2-1. Long trying to get through the fourth. Give the Birds some length. 2-1, swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-2. Well, he continues to generate swings and misses. We'll see what pitch he goes to here with two balls and two strikes on Nakawaki. Runner at first, two down. Birds trail 3-1 in the away half of the fourth. As Long comes set once again. 2-2, a little bit off the plate, and the count goes full. Gonzalez will be on the move from first. He led off the inning with a single, and he is still over there. Strikeout and a flyout since for Long. Birds playing Nakawaki to pull. Payoff pitch. Downstairs, ball four. And Long issues another walk. Just the second walk issued by Long in this one. That puts runners at first and second for the leadoff man, Jacob Burke. And now Birds pitching coach Austin Miney out for a quick visit. And while the Birds battery mates and Miney chat things over, let's hear from one of our Ironbird sponsors. If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office@tcaprop.com. Just a quick visit for Miney and Willems as Long looks to navigate through this fourth. Well, it's always tough for a starter when they've got to sit around all day before they go about their business and go through their pre-start routine. But then it's even tougher when there's an hour and a half rain delay before the game and there's a lot of sitting around not knowing when to get your warm-up routine started. First pitch is sent foul behind home plate from Jacob Burke, the leadoff man. So that's what Long had to do tonight, along with McCullough, the starter for Winston-Salem. Pitch misses off the plate, 1-1. So it's tough to just kind of sit around playing the waiting game, you know, while the rain's falling, not knowing when it's going to stop, and then not knowing when first pitch is, and then you got to get your routine going again. 1-1, softly hit ground ball to short. Holiday has it across the diamond to first in time to get the Speedy Burke. Nice play by Jackson Holiday, who is just so smooth every way you look at it. Doesn't matter if he's going back on the ball to his left, right, in. He looks great out there. So no runs on one hit, no errors. Two men left for the dash here in the top of the fourth. Bottom four coming up next. Keep it locked right here on WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of the fourth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Mark Cantonini bringing you the action. Creed Willems, Ryan Higgins, and Frederick Benkosme, 3-4-5 for the Birds. Against right-hander Connor McCullough. Dash lead at 3-1 as Willems steps in. He's 0-for-1 with a fly out to right. Hit it hard his last time up, but nothing to show for it. Breaking ball over for a strike. It's 0-1. I've had a lot of fun talking to Creed since he joined the Ironbirds. He's always fun to chat with around the batting cage during BP, and I've really learned a lot about him, and I've learned a lot about, you know, his approach as a baseball player and what he's learned throughout his young career so far. Third professional season, eighth round pick out of high school in 2021. 1-1, swings over a change, it's 1-2. And one of the things Creed told me the other day, I asked him in an interview recently what he's learned about himself as a player this year, and he said he's just trying to find the happy medium of, you know, knowing what to work on, when to work on it, not overdoing it. He fouls one back there. He said, you know, in pro ball, you pretty much have free range to work on whatever you want before the game. So if you need work, like as a catcher, if he wants to work on receiving pitches or blocking pitches, somebody will work with him on that. If he needs extra reps in the cage, things like that. 1-2 pitch coming up, low and away, counts 2-2. And he told me that he's got to find that happy medium of doing what he needs to do before a game to get ready for that game and just get better overall, but not do too much where he tires himself out going into the game. 2-2, check swing out to short. Nakawaki comes up on it over to first, and Willems is retired. But I thought that was a really interesting point that Creed made to me when I asked him about that in the interview recently, is that, I mean, these guys every day, they're going out there and playing baseball for nine innings. Now, guys are getting one or two off days a week, so they're getting some rest, but they're playing baseball 6 out of 7 days a week, and even if they're not playing in the game that night, you're getting your work in for hours before the game, you know, getting reps in the cage or out on the field or for pitchers throwing their bullpens, doing their long tossing, whatever it is. Ryan Higgins steps in, takes a breaking ball for a strike, it's 0-1. So every day there's work to be done. Higgins rips one over the head of the second baseman, Schiappelli, into the right center gap. Flying around first, heading for second. Here's the throw in. The throw's in time, but the tag is not. And Higgins slides in safe with a double. Smelled extra bases out of the box. Big turnaround first. And he turned on the burners. That's his seventh extra base hit in 15 games with the Birds this season. And he's in scoring position for Frederick Benkosme. Higgins a homer and a single last night, a double the night before. He's been on base all week. First pitch to Benkosme, down in the dirt, 1-0. Birds trail 3-1, bottom four. So back to the conversation that I had the other day with Creed about getting the work in before games. I mean, these guys are at the ballpark, you know, somewhere between 1 and 2 o'clock every day. First pitch is until 7:05, so that's 6 hours of stuff where they've got opportunities to get their work in, you know, lift weights. There's batting practice every day in some form, whether it's on the field or in the cage. But then, you know, you go out early for extra work, early BP, you know, your defensive work, meetings. I mean, there's a lot that goes in. And then you got to play nine innings after that. So for Creed, as a 20-year-old in professional baseball, he's trying to balance getting his work in early but not tiring himself out, not getting to a point where he's exhausted going into the game, because that's where ultimately you got to perform. Really interesting perspective. 1-1 outside. And it's really cool to hear from all of these guys in Aberdeen and how they go about their work. And these guys are coming from different states, different countries, some out of high school, some out of college, international signees. I mean, everybody's got a different background, and they're all here with the same common goal, is to get to the big leagues. Ben Cosme swings over a pitch down in the zone. It's 2-2. But there's not one path to the show. I mean, everybody has their own path. Success is not linear. And that's what these guys are learning along the way. 2-2 pitch coming up to Freddie. Flicks one into right. Varus comes on, makes the leaping grab. Higgins tags and heads to third. Good throw to third, but Higgins is safe. Well, Varus put it on the money on one hop off the turf to Atwood. But Higgins showing multiple times this inning how much of a weapon his speed is. Stretched a single into a double, and then got to third on a routine fly ball to right. Freddie's out number two, but a productive out. And here's Jacob Teeter, who homered in the second. Teeter brought home the first and only run of the game for the Birds. First pitch outside, 1-0. Connor McCullough is tossing a nice game. He's allowed just one run on three hits. Birds down 3-1. McCullough to the plate. Teeter takes low and away, 2-0. Right-hander set once again. Here's his 2-0. Teeter takes a strike. Caught the bottom of the zone. It's 2-1. McCullough has worked four innings or more in all five of his starts with the dash entering tonight. Four innings twice, five innings three times. 2-1 outside. He was regularly going deep into games down in the Carolina League for low-A Kannapolis. Had three starts in which he went six or more. Here's his 3-1, outside, ball four. And Teeter works another walk. That's his fifth walk of the series. And he has now reached base safely in 8 of 10 trips to the plate in three games against the dash this week. Well, McCullough's not too worried about that walk. First base was open with two outs, and Teeter, one of the hottest hitters on the team. You know, I don't think he minds walking him there. But it brings the go-ahead run to the plate. Here's Silas Ardouin, the designated hitter. Birds down two, home fourth. First pitch, Ardouin rips it down the third baseline, just foul. The count's 0-1. Birds threatening with two down. Higgins at third, Teeter at first. Move over. Teeter dives back in safely. Ardouin steps back in. Big hole on the right side. The Dasher giving him that right side, even though he shot one that way his last time up. A one pitch, here it is. Breaking ball a little bit high. 1-1. Three outfielders straight away. Infielders deep at third, short and second. Elko holding on the runner at first. Ardouin sends one to right, sinking quickly, and it's down in front of Varus. A two-out RBI single for Silas Ardouin. And the Birds played another run. It's now 3-2. Well, Silas is figuring some things out at the plate. Might be starting himself up on a hot streak. 2 for 2 with a pair of singles tonight. And he's driven in his second run of the series. So 3-2 as Higgins comes in to score and cut the deficit in half. And now a meeting on the mound with the entire Dash infield and pitching coach John Eli. So Higgins stretched a single into a double with his speed. He used his speed to get to third on a routine fly ball to right. And the aggressiveness pays off as he's able to score on the single from Ardoin. Now, I got to think that Varus had a chance to catch that if he had sprinted through the baseball or maybe even tried to make a sliding grab. But he let it drop in front of him on a bounce. And the Birds take advantage of it. They grab another run. So 3-2, tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first. Here's De Leon. Pitch from McCullough misses low and away. 78 pitches now for McCullough. Birds are wearing him down a little bit. Silas Ardoin just picked up his 23rd RBI of the season, fifth most on the team. 1-0, De Leon takes low. 2-0. This Birds team will not quit, and this early in the game, you can count on them bringing home a few more tonight. 2-1 with two outs, 2-0 to De Leon over for a strike, 2-1. Teeter walked with two down to keep the inning going. He's at second. And then the RBI knock from Ardoin. He's at first. 2-1, swing and a miss. De Leon chased down in the zone. Count 2-2. Isaac flew out to right his first time up. See if he can find a gap or rip one down the line. Two-strike pitch, swing and a miss. So he has gone on strikes. Four strikeouts for Connor McCullough through four innings. But the Birds cut the deficit in half. They grab a run on the Ardoin RBI single. Ryan Higgins doubled to start up the rally. He scores. And it's 3-2 after four full. Take a break and head to the top of the fifth after these quick messages on MILB-TV Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Winston-Salem leads Aberdeen 3-2, top of inning number 5 here in Aberdeen. Michael Mark Cantonini bringing you back here at the ballpark. DJ Gladney, Wilfred Varus, and Tim Elko, 2-3-4 for the Dash. Against right-hander Cameron Weston. Weston takes over for Ryan Long, who's done after four innings tonight. First pitch from Weston misses outside. And the count is 1-0 on DJ Gladney. Gladney reached on that throwing error by De Leon his last time up, and that led to two more runs in the inning for Winston-Salem. And That's the difference right now. Dash 3, Birds 2. Counts 2-0. Next one from Weston gets a swing and a miss on the outer half. Weston, a 22-year-old right-hander from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, eighth-round pick of the O's last year out of Michigan. Next one, good sweeper there, diving away from the right-handed hitter, Gladney, and it's 2-2. Fourth appearance this season for Weston, third with the Birds. It's another foul. Gladney tapped that one off his foot. Count stays at 2-2. Weston started the year on the IL, made one rehab appearance for the Orioles Rookie League affiliate in the Florida Complex League. And in two appearances with Aberdeen, just one run, no earned runs in 6 1/3. Another pitch fouled back. So Weston's been really good. 6 strikeouts, 2 walks. Opponents hitting 136 against him. Made his season debut and his Ironbirds debut on June 15th against Brooklyn. 2-2, swing and a miss. Took something off there. Change up from Weston, and he's got out number one in the fifth. One up, one down. Here's Varus. 3 scoreless innings, gave up just 1 hit with 4 strikeouts and 1 walk in his Birds debut on the 15th, and then pitched on June 24th at Wilmington. Gets a swing and a miss there. It's 0-1 on Varus. Gave up 1 unearned run and took the loss as the Blue Rocks walked it off against him in extras. Pitches outside, 1-1. But no earned runs in those 3 1/3 his last time out. Was able to get 10 outs for the Birds. Fastball over for a strike, 1-2. Struck out 2, walked 1, and hit a batter last time out. But he's allowed just 3 hits so far this season. Next one off the plate, 2-2. Fly ball to right. Bologna a couple steps in. Had it played really well. And he's there to put it away for out number two. So 2 gone and no one on for Tim Elko. Birds down 3-2, but they grabbed a run in the bottom of the fourth. Ryan Higgins, a hustle double, got to third on a fly ball to right. Jacob Teeter walked to keep the inning going. And then Silas Ardouin dumped a single into right to bring home Higgins. First pitch swinging. Elko comes up empty. It's 0-1. Elko tripled his last time up. Went to right center with it. It was one of 2 triples in the third inning for the Dash. 0-1. A little bit off the plate. Outside. 2-1. Weston looking for a 1-2-3 fifth, 2-1 pitch. A little bit low on the counts, 3-1. A lot of athletes in Weston's family. His mom, Erin, played college volleyball at Waynesburg College. He's got 2 sisters that played or play college volleyball. His sister, Miranda, played volleyball at Clarion University in Pennsylvania. And sister, Katie, at Lafayette College. 3-2-2 out pitch. Outside corner, a called strike 3. Elko not thrilled with it, but Weston and the Birds loving it. 2 strikeouts and a flyout in a 1-2-3 fifth for Cameron Weston. And he is off to a good start in his night. 3-2 Winston-Salem after 4.5, but the Birds have seized some momentum. Bottom of the fifth coming up after these quick messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer FlexPacks. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292. Or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group?
Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
Birds trail the Dash 3-2, bottom of inning number 5, 9-1-2, Bologna, Beavers, and Holiday against right-hander Everett Hazelwood, who's out of the bullpen for the Dash. First pitch almost clipped Bologna, but he somehow avoided it, and the count's 1-0. So both starters' nights finished after 4. Ryan Long went 4, gave up 1 earned run, 3 runs overall. McCullough done after giving up 2 runs, both earned in 4 innings of work. Next pitch from Hazelwood. Bologna chased low and away. Came up empty, 1-1. Final line on McCullough. 2 runs on 4 hits with 4 strikeouts and 2 walks. Bologna ahead of another one. It's 1-2. Birds got McCullough's pitch count up. He finished with 82, 48 for strikes. 1-2. Bologna rips one into the Birds' dugout. Everybody taking cover down there. Isaac trying to find a way on to start things up in the fifth. 1-2 to Bologna, swinging a miss ahead of a changeup. So he is down on strikes for the second time tonight. Back to the top for Dylan Beavers. Jacob Teeter, a solo homer, and Silas Ardouin, an RBI single. Both runs for the Birds with 2 outs tonight. They trail by 1. 1 out, no one on. Big cut from Beavers. Healthy hack there. Came up empty. 0-1. Back in there against Hazelwood. 0-1. That's low. Second appearance of the series for Hazelwood. He pitched on Wednesday night. An inning and a third scoreless with a strikeout, a walk, a hit batter, and 1 hit allowed. 1-1 outside. 2-1 on Dylan. So a scoreless outing, picking up 4 outs earlier this week, but his previous 2 outings, he gave up 8 earned runs in just 2 1/3. 2-1 pitch, inside corner, 2-2. Gave up 5 earned runs on 4 hits and 2/3 of an inning on the 24th at Greensboro. 3 runs in an inning and 2/3 on the 18th at home against Asheville. Birds looking to make his line score look like that. Little blooper to the third baseman, Atwood. It goes in and out of his glove, and Beavers reaches on the E5. Just a humpback liner out to third. Not sure if there was some weird weird spin on that ball, but Atwood tried to make a basket catch, and he missed it. That brings up Jackson Holiday. Jackson representing the go-ahead run with Beavers the tying run at first. 1 out. Birds down 1. Hazelwood set. Beavers a short lead. First pitch to Jackson. Gets one up in the air to right, but Varis has to move just 1 spot to his right, and he makes the grab. So Holiday swings at the first pitch and is retired. So 2 outs in the fifth. Brings up Creed Willems. Over his last 11 games, Willems is slashing .310, .383, .500. So a .310 average, .383 on base, and a .500 slugging percentage in those 11 games. Big cut there at the 0-0. And it's by him, 0-1. 4 extra base hits, 8 RBIs in his last 11. Ripped the ball to right his first time up, but it was caught. Then a ground out to short his last time. Broken bat, flare into right. It's down for a hit. Beavers a big turnaround second, heading for third. Varus picks it up and gets it into second, and Beavers is held up there. Well, for a second I thought that Beavers, if he had just kept running, would have had a chance to score, as that throw was a little lazy into second, but Roberto Mercado had thrown up the stop sign early. But good base running by Dylan to get to third. He was off on the crack of the bat with two outs. And Willems picks up his first hit of the night. And now another shot for Ryan Higgins. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at first. Higgins doubled and scored in the fourth to cut the deficit in half. And the Birds looking to erase this one-run deficit here in the home half of inning number five. Hazelwood set on the mound. Short leg kick to pitch. Ripped into right. That's down for a base hit, and it's going to tie the game. Willems heading for third. Throw goes into third. It's a game-tying RBI single for Ryan Higgins, and he is just feeling it right now. A two-for-three night for Ryan. He scored the second run. He brings home the third run. And we're all tied at three in the fifth. The line keeps moving for Freddie Benkosme. So Beavers, who reached on the error, is in to score. So the Birds take advantage of an error here in the fifth, just like the Dash took advantage of an error in the third. And now Gonzalez and Hazelwood will chat on the mound before Benkosme hits. So with that, Ryan Long no longer on the hook for the loss. And the decision on both sides will come from the bullpens. Tied at three, bottom five. One run already home in the inning. Runners at the corners with two down. First pitch to Freddie. Pops one up, fouls it out of play right left side. Birds led 1-0 after two, the Teeter solo homer. Dash got three, only one earned in the top of the third. Birds grabbed another in the fourth on the Arduin RBI knock. And now a Higgins bloop job into right, and we're tied at three. Both runners with modest leads. 0-1 to Freddie. Flips it foul, third base side again. It's 0-2. The Birds really only have two hard-hit hits tonight, the Teeter homer and the Higgins double. Everything else soft contact, but they've found holes in the defense. They've found some green in the outfield, and that's why the game's tied. 0-2 two-out pitch coming up. Hazelwood ready. Here it is. Freddie fights another one off and fouls it off to the left side. Well, this is a Birds team that just does not quit. Playing some of their best baseball of the season right now. Looking to extend the winning streak to five games. Another 0-2 pitch headed Freddie's way. Here it is. Fouls it up behind home plate. And the count stays where it is. Well, Freddie's fouled off four in a row. See if he can straighten one out, find some green in the outfield. Willems leads off third. Higgins off first with Benkosme in the box. And now a move over to first. Three runs on six hits, one error for the Birds tonight. Three runs on four hits, one error for the Dash. See if the Birds can make this a multi-run inning. 0-2 pitch coming up. Higgins takes off. Pitches down in the zone. Swing and a miss. Benkosme down on strikes. Two strikeouts for Hazelwood in the inning, but not before the Birds tie the game on the Ryan Higgins RBI single. Birds with three runs tonight, all with two outs, and we're tied at three through five. We'll head to the top of the sixth after these quick messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
The Iron Birds now offer FlexPacks. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want, or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Tied at 3, top 6 in Aberdeen. Michael Turner, Yvonne Gonzalez, and Lloyd L. Schiappelli due up for Winston-Salem. First pitch of the inning from Cameron Weston misses high and tight. And it's 1-0 on Turner. Birds have 3 runs tonight, all with 2 outs. They tied the game at 3 in the bottom of the 5th on Ryan Higgins' opposite field single. 1-0, swing and a miss. Good pitch there from Weston to even the count at 1. Dylan Beavers scored the tying run. He reached on an error, hit a humpback liner out to 3rd that Atwood just kind of booted, whiffed on it. And then a single from Willems to set up 1st and 3rd, and then Higgins to the right side for a base hit. Slow chopper up the first baseline. Teeter picks it up and steps on the bag at first. That was a weird play because that ball looked like it was headed towards foul territory, but Teeter wisely picked it up in fair territory. And as he picked it up, his foot was on the bag, but then kind of drifted off of it. And because of it, I don't think anybody knew that it was an out right away. But Teeter in one motion was able to make the 3 unassisted put out. Here's Yvonne Gonzalez, the catcher. 1-for-2 with a single in the 4th. Tied at 3, top 6. Pitch outside from Weston. And Weston has a little bit of a 3/4 delivery. That arm slot coming off from the side a little bit. Just kind of slings that baseball across the plate. And we've seen over the years in professional baseball, especially at the major league level, guys with different arm slots have really solid careers because they're able to adjust the eye level of the hitter. Pitches over for a strike. Counts 1-2 on Gonzalez. And a big thing in baseball these days is when you're making a pitching change, going to a guy with a different arm slot than the last. 2-strike pitch misses off the plate, it's 2-2. And for example, if you've got a guy that comes straight over the top, then maybe your next guy out of the bullpen is somebody who, like Weston, has a 3/4 delivery, 1-2. Or maybe if you've got a righty who has a traditional delivery, then you go to a lefty and then back to a righty with a different arm slot, and then a righty who maybe throw a submarine pitch or something like that. I mean, that's what, when teams try to match up, they try to manipulate things and do it that way. 2-2 off the plate. Actually, that was the 3-2 pitch, ball 4. A prime example of that is what the Tampa Bay Rays do. I mean, a couple years ago in the World Series, every time they made a pitching change, they went to a guy, a fresh arm with a different arm slot than the last, the guy that was coming out of the game. And it's effective because as a hitter, you go from seeing the baseball come out of the hand one way to a completely different way the next guy that comes out there. Pitches over for a strike, and when you go from Ryan Long, who has a pretty standard delivery coming over the top, and then you go to Weston, who's got that 3/4 angle, a 1. Misses a little bit low and in. Next pitch from Weston. Popped up left side of the diamond. Shallow left. Higgins is over. And he makes the grab for out number two. Can of corn for Ryan. Two gone and a man at first for Andy Atwood. It was Atwood's error in the bottom of the fifth that helped the Birds score the tying run. Now Weston looking for a second straight scoreless inning out of the pen. Right on right. Pitch from Cameron. Swing and a miss. Good slider low and away. Working quickly out there. He's already set once again. 0-1. Another slider off the plate. It's down. Appeal, no swing. Long struck out five in four innings of work. Weston with two punch outs in an inning and two thirds so far. Count is 1-1 on Atwood. Next pitch, tapper in front of the plate. Willems picks it up. Strong throw to first in plenty of time to get Atwood. And the 2-3 put out ends the top of inning number six. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth and see if the Birds can break this 3-3 tie. Keep it locked on MILB-TV Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our fourth annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Birds and Dash tied at 3, home 6th. Hottest man on the team right now is up to bat, Jacob Teeter, followed by Silas Arduet and Isaac De Leon. Teeter homered his first time up. He walked his last time up. He is straight locked in at the plate right now. First pitch from Everett Hazelwood misses high, and it's 1-0. Teeter a solo shot in the second. That got the Birds on the board. They led 1-0 after that. They then trailed 3-1 after the next half inning. Teeter pops one up out of play, 1-1. But the Birds grabbed a run in the fourth and one more in the fifth. Ryan Higgins scored the run in the fourth and brought home the tying run in the fifth. He and Teeter getting it done tonight once again. 2-1 as that pitch missed low. Two-one to Teeter. Flips another one foul off to the left side. The home run earlier in the game was Teeter's third of the season. He's up to 20 RBIs. And 14 of those 20 RBIs have come in the month of June. So Hazelwood has another baseball. Teeter steps back in after taking time, and he awaits the 2-2 pitch. Here it is, outside, ball 3. So with the homer and the walk tonight, Teeter's reached safely in 8 of 10 plate appearances this series. You almost just can't get him out. 3-2, swing and a miss. Well, they got him out there. I'm sure that was my fault, the broadcaster jinx, right? So one up, one down. That brings up Ardouin. Silas is swinging the bat well tonight, 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. RBI in the fourth. All three runs tonight for Aberdeen with two outs. Silas was behind the plate last night. He is the DH tonight. Count is quickly 0-1 on him. Brought home a run with an RBI single in the bottom of the eighth last night. So he is now 3-for-3 in his last three plate appearances, with two run scoring singles and three singles overall. Trying to start it up with one out and no one on in a tie game. 1-1 from Hazelwood, swing and a miss. Skipped in the dirt, but kept in front by Gonzalez. Silas ready for the 1-2. Here it is from Hazelwood. Softly hit grounder to the left side, cut off by the third baseman Atwood, but he had to throw off balance, and it's way high. It ricochets off the railing of the Birds' dugout and back onto the field of play, and Ardouin reaches on the throwing error from Atwood. Well, the third basemen are taught that, you know, get anything you can on that left side to cut it off from the shortstop, you know, as long as your momentum's going towards first. But Atwood probably would have been better off letting Nakawaki take that one, as Atwood just really had no lane to throw and had to throw off balance across his body, and it didn't work out in his favor. So a man on first with one out. Ardouin will take it as he reaches on the error. Second error of the night for Winston-Salem. Now De Leon, a chance to get in on the action. He's 0-for-2. 1-0. Breaking ball way off the plate. 2-0 now. Hazelwood set, holding the glove above the belt. Now to the plate. 2-0. Ripped up the middle, of base hit. First hit of the night for De Leon, and the eighth overall for the Birds. Runners at first and second now with one down. Brings up Isaac Baloney. Well, the Birds trying to take advantage of this Winston-Salem bullpen once again. Entering tonight's game, opponents were hitting 303 against Everett Hazelwood. Came in with a 9-10 ERA and 19 appearances, all at high A this year. Teeter struck out swinging. Ardouin reached on the throwing error from the third baseman Atwood. A single from De Leon, now Baloney. Third baseman Atwood creeps in. First pitch in the dirt. And Gonzalez keeps it in front. Birds 3-3, bottom six. Hour and a half rain delay before the start of tonight's game. But the great crowd on hand tonight stuck it out, and they're into it. 1-0, Baloney takes for a strike. It's 1-1. Now Baloney steps back in. Count is 1-1 with Ardouin at second and De Leon at first. 1-1, swing and a miss. The third baseman, Atwood, is about a step behind that third base bag depth-wise off the line. Now he backs up a little more with two strikes on Baloney. Nakawaki, the shortstop, and Schiappelli, the second baseman, are pinching for two up the middle. And Elko, the first baseman, is not holding on De Leon at first. He's back behind De Leon off the line. 1-2, swing and a miss. Baloney chased a breaking ball, swung over it. He's 0-for-3. Back to the top. We'll see if Beavers can get it done with two outs, but he will do it against a new pitcher. Winston-Salem manager Guillermo Quiroz out of the third base dugout. He's already signaled to the pen. And he is going to take the baseball from Everett Hazelwood. So Hazelwood goes an inning and two-thirds. His line is not closed. He's responsible for the runners on base right now. First and second for the Birds with two down. Dylan Beavers, the leadoff man, will get a shot when we come back. Tie game here in the sixth. Keep it locked on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
The Iron Birds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Left-hander Jake Paulish takes over for Everett Hazelwood. Tie game, bottom six, Birds and Dash knotted at three. Dylan Beavers up with runners at first and second and two down. Left on left for Beavers. Try to give the Birds the lead. First pitch from Paulish, breaking ball off the plate, 1-0. Beavers 0-3, reached on an error and scored the tying run in the fifth. Two errors for Winston-Salem, really hurting the Dash so far tonight. Next pitch to Beavers is over for a strike. The count is 1-1. Birds looking to regain the lead, looking to score for the third straight inning. Dylan's had a tough go of it against lefties this year, hitting just 182 against them. But to see if he can change his fortune here. 1-1, taps it foul. I think that one went off his foot. It's 1-2. Beavers hitting 256 with runners in scoring position this year. Big spot in the game as the Birds look to break the tie. Dylan getting a chance to hit in the leadoff spot tonight, something he did a lot late last season. 1-2 pitch from Paulish, flip foul down the left field line out of play. And Beavers has mainly been the Ironbirds' cleanup hitter this year. He's also hit third and fifth quite a bit. Not a lot of run in the leadoff spot, but down the stretch and throughout the postseason last year, he was the leadoff man for this team, and he really excelled at the top of the order. 1-2, fastball high. So Beavers in the postseason against Brooklyn and Bowling Green really did some damage out of the leadoff spot. Had three extra base hits in the championship series against Bowling Green. Set the tone for the Birds every night down the stretch. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball got him. Three strikeouts in the inning combined between Hazelwood and Paulish, and it's Jake Paulish who gets Beavers and strands the go-ahead run out at second. No runs, one hit, one error, and two left on for the Birds in the home sixth. We're still tied at three after six, top seven next on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the seventh inning in Aberdeen. Winston-Salem 3, Aberdeen 3. The Birds have single runs in the second, fourth, and fifth. All three runs for Winston-Salem came in the top of the third. And here we are, top of the seventh, all knotted at three with 9-1-2 due up for Winston-Salem against right-hander Cameron Weston, who's worked two scoreless so far in relief of Ryan Long, who gave up three runs, only one earned in four innings. It's Weston's game right now. He fires a strike to Nakawaki, counts 1-1. Left-hander Jake Paulish came out of the Winston-Salem pen and got the final out of the sixth. Birds stranded the go-ahead run at second and another runner at first. That pitch is over from Weston, counts 1-2. Now time's called as Creed Willems is going to have an extra second to get situated. Looks like he was shaking something off there. 1-2 pitch from Cam, swing and a miss. Breaking ball tied him up inside, and Nakawaki is out number one in the seventh. Third strikeout for Weston, who continues to deal. Weston entered pro ball last season after three strong seasons at Michigan. Pitching in the Big Ten, made 41 career appearances, 26 starts in 3 years as a Wolverine. First pitch to the leadoff man, Burks over for a strike, and he is just pumping strike one to these guys, 0-1. Weston posted an 0.90 ERA in seven appearances in 10 innings of work in his COVID-shortened freshman season. Pitch missed outside there, it's 1-1. And then a 2.81 ERA in 14 starts, his second go-around with the Wolverines, and then made 20 appearances, 11 starts in his final season. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, 1-2. Weston racked up 92 strikeouts in 81 and two-thirds innings as a junior. 166 strikeouts in 175 innings overall in those 41 games at Michigan. Looking for out number two here in the seventh. He's set. Slow windup, 1-2 pitch, fastball high. Count 2-2. Birds 3-3. Top seven in game four of this six-game set. 2-2, swing and a miss. Ball gets away from Willems down the first baseline, picks it up, off-balance throw to first. It's not close to the bag. Ben Cosme, the second baseman, was there to back it up in shallow right. So a strikeout and a drop third strike leads to a base runner here in the seventh for the Dash. Well, the Birds took advantage of that a couple nights ago. Ryan Higgins struck out. So it was last night Ryan Higgins struck out swinging but reached to lead off the eighth, and he ended up scoring a big insurance run for the Birds. And then two nights ago, DJ Gladney struck out swinging to lead off the fourth. He reached safely for the Dash, and he scored in that inning. So hopefully the trend breaks here and that the guy who reaches on the drop third strike does not score here in the away seventh. Burks, the go-ahead run at first. He runs well. See if he tries to pick up second. Next pitch misses low and away to Gladney, 2-0. Burke is 3-for-3 in stolen base attempts this series. Had one in the opener, two in game two of the series. 2-0, fouled back. Winston-Salem has had just one lead in this series. They took a 3-1 lead after the top of the third, but that lead was erased when the Birds brought home the tying run in the bottom of the fifth. 2-1, chopper back to Weston, throws to second for one. Ben Cosme over to first in time, and it's a 1-4-3 inning-ending double play. Double play helps Weston face the minimum in the top of the seventh. And we'll head to the bottom of the seventh in a tie game. 3-3 after 6.5. Time to stretch in the Dean. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh after these messages on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more.
Jackson Holiday leads off the bottom of the 7th for the Birds. It's Holiday, Willems, Higgins. We're tied at 3. As the Birds look for their 4th straight win against the Dash and 5th straight overall. First pitch to Holiday from left-hander Jake Paulish is over for a strike, 0-1. Holiday's 0-for-2, walked in the first, ground out in the third, and then a fly out in the fifth. Looking to get on as the go-ahead run. 0-1, fastball outside corner, it's 0-2. Paulish got Dylan Beavers on strikes to end the sixth. Birds left 2 on. They've left 6 on over the last 3 innings, but they've also scored 2 runs to tie it over those frames. 0-2, chopper up the middle. The tall left-hander Paulish stabs at it, picks it up, underhand flip to first. And Holiday is retired for out number 1 in the 7th. A 1-3 put out. Brings up Creed Willems. Well, Paulish used all 6 feet 4 inches of that frame to make that grab on the chopper that Holiday hit back to him. Would have been over a lot of guys' heads. Willems swings at the first pitch and comes up empty. Well, this is the spot in the lineup where Guillermo Quiroz wanted to go to a left-hander with three lefties in a row and four and a five-hitter span for the Birds. Six left-handed batters in the starting nine for Aberdeen tonight. Lefty-heavy squad all of a sudden. Counts one and one on Willems. Pitch is fouled back. It's one and two. So after losing Judd Fabian, after he was promoted to Double A and then losing a couple other guys to injuries, this is a very left-handed heavy Birds position player group. Willems rips one to right. That's down in front of the right fielder, Varus. So he's aboard with a one-out single, second hit of the night for Creed. And he is the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the seventh. That brings up Ryan Higgins as he'll look to get aboard for the third time tonight. Doubled and scored in the fourth. RBI single to tie the game in the fifth. Next pitch, cue shot foul down the first baseline. Counts 0-1. Willems now with six multi-hit games as an Ironbird. A couple of singles tonight. Doing his job to get on base. And Higgins with his two hits tonight. Now has his batting average up to .292 and his OPS at .997. He's ready in the righty batter's box, 0-1. Pitch low and in. Count goes to 1-1. Cameron Weston, three scoreless innings in relief for the Birds tonight. He has been excellent out of the pen. See if the Birds can get him some runs. 1-1, Higgins fouls it back. It's 1-2. Four separate IL stints for Ryan Higgins through three professional seasons. Not ideal for a guy who's looking to settle in, but he's back healthy now and hasn't wasted any time announcing his presence. Fly ball to right. Varus coming in. He makes the grab on the run. Runner Willems back to first. And now Frederick Benkosme with a man on first and two down. Freddie's 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a flyout tonight. He was hitless last night. He's been held in check the last two nights. After a big first two games of the series, now he bloops one into shallow center, but Nakawaki, the shortstop, makes the catch. And that ends a quick seventh inning for Jake Paulish. No runs on a hit, no errors. One man left on for the Birds. Take a quick break and head to the top of the eighth. We're tied at three here in Aberdeen. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now. Save over 25%. And use them whenever you want, or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
Tied at 3, top of the 8th in Aberdeen. Wilfred Varis, Tim Elko, Michael Turner due up for Winston-Salem as Cameron Weston goes back to work. First pitch breaking ball misses inside. It's 1-0. Weston's been awesome since coming into this game in the top of the 5th. Retired the first 4 batters he faced. A 1-out walk in the 6th, but that was it in that inning. Hot shot to short, past the diving Holiday in the left. Faced a minimum in the 7th, got an inning-ending double play ball, and now he's allowed the leadoff man to reach in the 8th, but that is the first hit against Weston tonight. The only 3 to reach against Cam tonight. Gonzalez walked in the 6th. Burke reached on a drop third strike in the 7th, and now the leadoff single from Varis. Go-ahead run at first with no outs. Here's Elko. First pitch to him, taps it foul, and it goes over towards the third base dugout of the dash. Counts 0-1. 3 runs on 9 hits, 1 error for Aberdeen. 3 runs on 5 hits, 1 error for Winston-Salem. Birds will give Elko that right side of the diamond, shading him to pull in the infield. Outfielders straight away. 0-1, swing and a miss. Good one down in the zone there. And Elko went after it. Elko hit a solo homer in the 7th inning of last night's game. He also singled, went 2-for-4. First homer at high A after 17 at low A. 0-2 pitch off the plate. Approaching the 11 o'clock hour here in the Eastern time zone. Game started an hour and a half late because of a rain delay, but got it started at 8:35. It's been a good one tonight. Tie game here in the top of the 8th. 1-2, but before the pitch is delivered by Weston, Elko wants time and he gets it. Late time call, but he was granted time by the home plate umpire Jacob McConnell. Weston looks over at first. Short lead for Varis. Teeter holding him on. 1-2. Ground ball to third. De Leon to second for 1. Ben Cosme over to first. And it's a 5-4-3 double play for the Birds. Second straight inning they've rolled up a DP. And that erases the leadoff base runner. Isaac did a good job fielding that one cleanly, setting his feet under control. Good throw to second. And then Ben Cosme, the pivot man up the middle. Good job turning that. Birds turn to 1-4-3 to end the 7th, and a 5-4-3 to clear the bases with 2 down here in the 8th. That brings up Michael Turner, the left-handed hitting DH. He's 0-for-3. Pitch low and away, 1-0. 3 2/3 scoreless for Cameron Weston tonight. In his 3rd appearance at high A. Slap to the left side. De Leon, who was off the line, fields it over to first. And it's a quick top of the 8th inning for Weston. Leadoff single erased on a double play ball. And then another ground out. And we are through 7.5, tied at 3. See if the Birds can grab the lead in the bottom of the 8th. We'll go there next. Keep it locked on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information.
That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Jacob Teeter leads off the home half of the eighth for the Birds. It's Teeter, Ardouin, and De Leon. Birds and Dash tied at 3 in game 4 of this 6-game series. Left-hander Jake Polish back to work. Teeter swings at a first-pitch breaking ball and swings over it. It's 0-1. 4 shutout innings for Cameron Weston in relief tonight. He's allowed just 1 hit and 1 walk with 4 strikeouts. 0-1 from Polish, breaking ball over for a strike. Weston's only at 54 pitches. It looks like he'll come back out for the ninth. Birds looking to take the lead and close it out in the ninth. Left on left for Teeter. 0-2 in the dirt, smothered by Gonzalez. And it's 1-2. Teeter homered in the second to open the scoring. And he looks to get aboard to start the eighth. 1-2, grounded to first, handled by Elko. He'll take it to the bag himself. 3 unassisted on the putout. That brings up Ardouin. Jake Polish has done a nice job for the Dash out of the pen. Connor McCullough started, gave up 2 runs in 4 innings. Everett Hazelwood, 1 unearned run in an inning and 2/3. And now Polish has recorded 5 outs. As Ardouin lines one into center, another hit. It's a 3-hit night for Silas Ardouin. He has 4 singles in his last 5 at-bats. Love to see that from Silas, is really making some strides at the plate to go along with elite defense behind the plate. For Ardouin, he had already picked up his 4th multi-hit game of the season earlier in the game, but this is his 2nd 3-hit game of the year. Go ahead, run aboard for De Leon. First pitch from Isaac to Isaac over for a strike, 0-1. So Ardouin 3-for-3. See if the Birds can move him around the bags. 0-1 pitch coming to Isaac. Swing and a miss, 0-2. 10 hits now for the Birds. Bottom of the order doing a lot of damage. Teeter, Ardouin, and De Leon in the 6, 7, and 8 spots have 5 of the 10 hits. 0-2, De Leon takes a called strike 3 right there. And he's gone on strikes. He's now 1-for-4. And it's up to Isaac Bologna to keep the inning going. Ardouin remains at first with 2 down. He's got a short lead. Elko holding him on. 0-1 or 0-0 from Polish. Now it's 0-1. Bologna fouled it back. So with Bologna in the 9 hole and then Beavers, Holiday, and Willems, the top 3 in the order, that's 4 lefties in a row. And then with Ben Cosme in the 5 hole, that's 5 lefties in 6 spots. Ardouin takes off, throw down, and Ardouin is caught stealing to end the inning. Tried a swim move to try to get around the tag, but He is caught stealing to end the threat. And we are going to go to the top of the ninth with this game still tied at three. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on. Top nine next, 3-3. Dash and Birds going at it in game four of this six-game set. Keep it locked right here on the Birds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Tied at three, top nine, Ryan Hennen is the new pitcher for the Birds. Left-hander gets Ivan Gonzalez, Lloyd L. Chappelli, and Andy Atwood in the Winston-Salem order. First pitch from Hennen misses low and outside. Counts 1-0. Hennen, a 25-year-old southpaw from Minnesota. In his first full season in the Orioles organization, came over mid-season last year after the Royals released him. Started his pro career in independent ball, was the Frontier League Rookie of the Year and Pitcher of the Year in 2021. That got him signed by the Royals. Finding his way over to the Baltimore organization. Catches the outside corner with that pitch. It's 2-1. Hennen takes over for Cameron Weston, who was fantastic tonight. Allowed just one walk and one hit in four scoreless innings with four strikeouts. Hennen's 2-1, a little bit inside. It's 3-1. So a career-high four innings of shutout baseball for Cameron Weston in just his third outing at high A. 3-1 on Gonzalez. Hennen's pitch misses outside, ball four. Gonzalez is on for his third straight plate appearance. Single and two walks tonight. So here's the left-handed hitting Lloyd L. Chappelli. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes a strike. De Leon, the third baseman, was crashing in. Winston-Salem trying to manufacture the go-ahead run. We're tied at three, top nine. 0-1 shows bunt again, taps it foul over towards the on-deck circle of the dash. And now it's 0-2. See if the bunt's still on. Chappelli, who's 0-3, couldn't get that bunt down. Birds playing for two up the middle. Holiday, the shortstop, is in double play depth. Ben Cosme is actually shaded a little bit more towards first than second, but could still turn a double play if needed. 0-2, breaking ball sent down the right field line, hooking towards the corner, out of play. Birds out hitting the dash 10-5. Hennen looking to hold it here. Looking to throw up a zero, and then Birds with a chance to walk it off in the bottom half. 0-2 pitch again, swing and a miss. Good fastball in the outer half. Big punch out for Hennen. So Schapelli down on strikes for the third time tonight. Hennon has his first out of the night. Now Andy Atwood. Atwood tripled and scored the tying run in the third. Winston-Salem was down 1-0 going into the top of the third. They scored three. And those are the only three runs they have tonight. First pitch, chopper to third. De Leon has it to Ben Kosman, second for one. Over to first, another double play. Three twin killings over the last three innings. And Ryan Hennon rolls up the inning-ending double play. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth. Birds with a chance to walk it off. We're tied at three. Keep it right here on MILB-TV, WAMD Aberdeen, and Bally Live.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Bottom of the ninth inning here in Aberdeen. It's the Birds 3 and the Dash 3 in Game 4 of this six-game series. Birds have won the first three of this series. They've won four in a row overall, and now they'll try to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. Max Wagner set to pinch hit for Isaac Baloney in the nine hole, then back to the top for Beavers and Holiday. Tristan Stivers is the new pitcher for Winston-Salem. Right-hander takes over for Jake Paulish, who worked 2 1/3 scoreless. Here's Wagner off the bench. First pitch over for a strike. It's 0-1. So right-hander Tristan Stivers is the fourth pitcher of the night for the Dash. Next pitch to Wagner. He swings and misses at that one. It's 0-2. Paulish was really good in relief. He entered with two runners on in a tie game in the sixth. Got the final out of the sixth, scoreless seventh, and then a scoreless eighth. Wags takes low and away. It's 1-2. Stivers, 24 years old, from Corpus Christi, Texas. 16th round pick last year out of Texas State. 190 ERA and 20 appearances out of the pen this year for the Dash. 1-2, swing and a miss. Wags chased, and he has gone on strikes. That brings up Dylan Beavers, the leadoff man. Well, if this game goes extras, Birds are going to have to move some things around because Wagner, an infielder, just hit for Baloney, an outfielder. But that's a problem for later. Here's Beavers. Checks his swing. It's outside. Counts 1-0. Birds looking to walk it off for the fifth time this season. They walked it off three times in a four-game stretch against the Brooklyn Cyclones during the last homestand. June 13th, 15th, and 16th. Twice in the 9th, one in the 10th, and each time they trailed entering their final at-bat. This time it's tied. 2-0, Beavers takes a strike. It's 2-1. The Birds have won a game in their final at-bat nine times this year. The last time they won in their final at-bat was June 22nd at Wilmington. 2-1. Beavers rips one foul down the first baseline. It's 2-2.